Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our raw, spicy, and juicy podcast, Outspoken!
All you, ladies pop,
you will not be disappointed.
Like shake your body, don't stop, don't...
Hi! So, hello, it's Siobhan coming to you into your airwaves from Outspoken, and I'm here with the lovely...
Gia.
Hi! Hope you're all doing well. Hope everything is fine. How y'all doing? Am I stealing people's lines by saying that? How y'all doing? Is that Wendy Williams?
I think I've heard somebody say that, but it's fine.
I can say that too.
Yeah, you can.
I'm just catching people's lines for no reason, you know. It's not easy. But so today, like I was saying, I was going through my Twitter feed and seeing some stuff, and I saw that Sierra, the singer Sierra artist, she posted that just about telling women to level up. Basically. And I was like, okay, what's this about? And basically I saw it from, you know, when someone tweets something, they retweet it, and the person that retweeted was basically cussing around. Yeah, cussing thread after thread after thread.
Right.
And saying, oh, how can Sierra, how dare she say women need to level up? And because basically Sierra put a post of a preacher saying that women are not walking in the spirit of wife, they're walking in the spirit of girlfriend.
Which is true.
So you believe that's true, right? Mm-hmm. So the woman that retweeted it, she was cussing and saying that basically we can't keep saying that women are walking in the spirit of girlfriend. Like, why
but
do
this
we
is
keep...
facts.
I honestly, to be honest with you, I think it is too. And I was like, I don't understand. Do you know what I mean? But her argument was that churches are becoming misogynistic. In the sense that, like, there's certain sexism within the church whereby they're putting this pressure on women that they should be at a certain caliber, and the same pressure is not being put on men.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously,
there is a pressure on men. We say men are trash.
We say men are trash, but is the church saying that men are trash?
Some churches are actually now open. They're saying so much as, you know, when they say women love your husbands, but they're also saying husbands love your wives. Jesus loved the church.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're also pulling out guys, you know.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I think they're starting
think
to...
So,
the church has also realised that men are trash.
Because it's getting too... I think, obviously, for years and years and years, it's been a case of, you know, men are like... They're not getting upholded for certain things that women are.
They're getting away with murder.
In comparison to women, and women are not, they have that so much more pressure, and it's becoming a bit like, what's going on? And people are starting to be like, rah, where is this deriving from? It's derived from the church. And this preacher was saying basically, the woman is not walking in the spirit. She's not walking in the spirit of wife. She's walking in the spirit of girlfriend. So that was basically the debate. And I thought the girl that was retweeting it, she was cussing. Like, how can Sierra be saying this? Why are churches now saying this? And, you know.
But for me, I feel like Sierra's speaking from experience. I don't think she's saying it from like, oh, I'm looking at everybody. I'm married. Bye, bitches. I don't think she's coming from that aspect.
Yeah.
I think she's thinking, I gave too much... too soon, and I'm trying to tell everybody don't do that, because you will end up with nothing.
Yeah, for real.
Do you know what I mean? You will end up with nothing. So I think she's coming from a place that it's true, because there are some people that they're doing things and I'm scratching my head.
Yeah, for
real. Why are you cooking for your boyfriend, please?
That's the thing.
Like, for me, I don't think you should cook for your boyfriend. I think you should invite him, but I don't think you're obligated. Our babe's coming home from work.
I need to
I need to have his dinner. Like, I've seen girls.
No, I don't think you should
run home for a boyfriend. Why are you run home for your husband?
That's fine.
Let's be real. I'm not even talking about misogyny. Let's look at from the very beginning. It's always been like a marital thing. Have marriage, then have kids. And if you're a woman that wants the ring, I think you've got to do things a certain way.
Certain way.
If you're having kids with somebody, in a man's mind, he's done. He's complete.
Yeah,
He doesn't need to marry you.
It's true. It's very true.
Do you know what I mean?
Know?
There's certain things that I think, and somebody raised another good issue. Don't lend money to a guy that is your boyfriend.
Wow. But if you're thinking that boyfriend is going to be your husband.
Right.
What do you think of that? If you say that you think that he's gonna be, this is the one, like, this is my boyfriend, we're gonna be husband.
I don't listen. As there's an African saying, unless you're married, you're still single.
So you have to walk around
like you're single.
Yeah, for real.
You have to literally. I think sometimes girls, we have to like recalibrate our minds and be like, how would you move if you're single?
Yeah.
If you're single, it means that you can talk to other men. It means that you don't have to cook for him. You don't have to pay for nothing.
You don't have to look after his baby child.
You don't have to deal with his baby mama.
You're
free. You're not hooked down. Do you understand?
Okay.
That's how I see it. And until you get married, you're not one.
Yeah, it's true. No, you're right.
I have bedrooms here. They've taken out loans for a boyfriend. The guy has not paid. They are paying it off. $10,000, $6,000. This is not a joke. Wow. This is true stories. Do you know what I mean? And for me, I'm not even going to condemn them and say what they did is stupid because I know love is serious.
It's serious,
And at the end of the day, the guy has spun them a story. I don't know what the guy was also saying. Oh, maybe, you know, in the future, we're going to get married, blah, blah, blah.
But
I'm saying we as women must learn from these experiences.
We have to learn. For me, I think that there's levels in the game. As in, I think when you two are dating, courting, like, before he's even said, oh, boyfriend, girlfriend, because I honestly think a man should definitely say, can I be your boyfriend? Can you be my girlfriend? Right. I don't ever think that, even if you're seeing each other, I think the guy has to say it at one point, so you know officially. So I think when you're even in those stages there, sometimes you be even moving like girlfriend, you're not even girlfriend yet. You know what I mean? So there's levels to this, but I think... But I think when you get to girlfriend... You have to sometimes probably show... Is that the time where you show your wife? Or what do you do?
When your girlfriend, I feel like you should treat him like a good friend. So, for instance, you've come to my house. You come to my house every day. Do I feed you every day? Do I give you money all the time?
Yeah, it's true.
But me and you are very good friends,
though. Yeah, exactly.
That's how you got to see it. When you think of a man, when you think of your boyfriend... You always got to think of a platonic relationship. Not nothing that is solidified.
I agree.
That is legally, like, it's binding. You know what I mean?
And you know, I think you're right. I think in the sense that, especially in a spiritual sense, like, you're right in the sense that in the eyes of God, until you're married, you're both single. We're just both two single people. And I think some Christians, they know that. Like, I've been to Christian single events with people that are in couples. And they've been like, I'm not married to... This is my boyfriend, but we're not married yet. So we are coming to a singles event because we're not married yet. Right. So in the eyes of
They've come to a singles event because they're not married.
They're not looking for anybody else. We're with each other. They're not looking for anybody else. But... In the eyes of God, we're both single in the eyes of God. We're still single people. Until we have that union, then I can say, this is my wife. We don't need to go to these single events like this anymore. But we're not looking for anyone else. We say we're with each other. We're boyfriend and girlfriend. But in the eyes of God, we're just two people that like each other. But we haven't put that foundation to it yet. Do you know what I mean?
I do believe that.
But I just think that it's quite difficult because what is the spirit of girlfriend and what is the spirit of wife? Like, what is the difference?
Girlfriend is a good friend, but we're committed in a sense that we're not seeing anybody else.
So it's exclusive.
So you're a good friend.
You come.
You Netflix, but you don't have the sex. You eat together. You go. How me and you would function.
That's how
a boyfriend's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And then marriage is, bruv. Your debt is my debt.
Yeah, for real.
Your STI is my STI. Your kids.
Imagine.
You know what I mean? That's binding.
We're one.
That's what I'm saying. We are. And I've made the mistake of that as well. Like, I'm not going to sit here like I'm on my pedestal.
I think we all have. We've all made silly mistakes.
I've given out money.
Yeah.
Not grand though, but I've given out money.
I've given out money myself.
Do you know what I mean? I've bought presents.
Exactly.
But
that's the thing for me, as me being me now, is the fact that I always think I don't want a guy to take the piss out of me. Because I know guys that can use you, they will use you until they'll bend your back until your back is breaking and they want to see how far. Let me just see if she'll just tip. Let me just see if I can tip her back. Let's see. Then they'll tip until you've gone full circle and you've reached your breaking point. Some guys, they will use you. Some guys, they want everything on the plate.
They don't want to give in return.
And I've had to caution myself with certain people because they wanted me to be wifey material, wanted me to do everything. But yet, I don't have a ring on my finger. I don't even have, you're not even telling me that you're not even calling me as your girlfriend.
Exactly.
So what am I doing? Like, what actually am I doing? Am I a dickhead?
Acting a fool?
That, yeah, I'm a dickhead then. That's what you're taking me for,
you're
a dickhead.
You're acting a fool, muggies on your forehead.
Because if you really, really, truly liked me, this wouldn't be an issue. You wouldn't even have to be thinking, oh, this, it would have been okay. We would have known each other, where each other stands. But you're taking me for a muggo, yeah?
Exactly.
Basically. So for me, as a woman now, I know that I can't, you can't play all your dicks.
Trust me.
If you're going to give all your man dicks at once, when it comes to marriage, what is it going to be? Boring.
Trust me.
I mean, give him flavour, but it can't be a case of, like, he already thinks, I've already got everything I need to get from you. Mm. I don't need to marry this girl. I'm ready to go on to the next. You know what I mean? You, give some, you can't give up all your cards. You can't give your best cooking when you're just dating. Your
Can
best
you
cooking. Mate, you can't
that's
get
what
nothing
I'm
like
saying.
That.
You can't, that's exactly, that's a great analogy. You cannot deal all your cards.
Yeah, you have to.
When you
keep...
go to a casino, you're going to be showing all your cards.
Exactly.
No.
You have
you
to
keep
showing your cards
one
like
by
a chair.
One.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Even little things like, I made the mistake of when I was seeing a guy last year, I made one, this is so tiny, but like, I dropped him to his friend's house.
Yeah.
This guy had the audacity to call me one day. He's like, I should drop him to Nando's.
Wow.
And I thought, you know what? It's like, I blame myself. I don't even blame him. Because there's a saying, you should show people how you want to
be treated. Yeah, for real, man.
I should have let him go to his friend's house. Because we're not, I don't owe him nothing.
Yeah,
he didn't,
for real.
He didn't put no petrol in my car. He didn't help me to pay it.
Wow.
Nothing. This guy had, he's so brazen.
Wow.
He's like, I should drop him to Nando's and
Nando's,
drop him back.
Nando's, you know. What, so are you getting Nando's too? So you just wait for him outside?
I should wait for him. I'm cab.
What?
He tried to give me cab. He tried to make me Uber. He tried to make me Uber, bruv.
Wow.
That I should be outside his house in 2 minutes. I thought,
excuse me.
I'm sorry, excuse my language, but are you fucking crazy? You think I'm going to leave my house? And that day was blitz. I thought, you must think I'm Becky.
Mad.
And then he was like, yeah, you are Becky. And I was like,
excuse me?
Yeah.
He said,
you know
Becky.
What? I put it on myself.
Yeah.
I put it on myself.
No, but that's how
Three weeks into
rude.
Seeing a guy, you're dropping in places. Like, why? No, he's a man.
Yeah,
he must
real.
Do these things.
Yeah,
we don't allow them
real.
To be men.
Exactly. Then they get complacent.
You,
and one
you
just
allow
like,
them to do some things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's rude of him as well, though, because
it's very rude.
Very cheeky.
But I gave him that. That spoon.
But you know what? I don't blame you because for what you did, it was a gesture. And I know we're both drivers and we know how it is with driving. Whereby you sometimes you're with somebody and they're like, oh, is the man dropping me here? You're like, yeah, come! And then it becomes, then they think it becomes a regular thing.
Yeah.
Whereby they don't think that you don't have a life of your own or a bed that you have to sleep in that night.
You know what I mean?
They want to make it. So now you want to take me to Timbuktu for you to be driving. Like, I've been in those situations that's where people have a car, you're like, oh, don't worry, I'll drop you here, yes, come.
Yeah, even guys,
I'll drop you here, it's fine. Then they want to ask you again, how dare you? How very dare you? The cheek of it.
It's human nature. I've even had a girl that, I remember one, like, I gave her lifts and whatever, and then it got to one point where I was walking to my car and she walked automatically, and she just grabbed the door, and I was like...
Excuse me?
You live opposite. Like, it's not like even we're going the same way. Like, you I gave you lifts before, but
I
like,
swear
today
down.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's human nature for people to think. But that, like I said, you have to show people. Once I started telling her,
for real.
Girl, like, this car, it doesn't run on, like, oxygen. Like,
yeah,
I
it doesn't
have
enough on water.
And to drop you to your house, that's another £5 of petrol.
Yeah,
I'm
for
sorry,
real.
But if you're not going to, and this girl has been saying she wants to drive for about 4 years now.
Wow.
She still hasn't got her car.
Why?
And because I'm enabling her.
Yeah, she's
giving
not
her
growing.
Lifts home. She's not she's not in the cold. She's not in the rain.
Yeah.
For her to feel shit, I need to get my own car. It's true. Do you know what I mean? You have to
it's
be
true.
In that situation.
You got to be in there whereby you think, rah,
yeah,
I don't want to be like this no more. But when someone is there for you, you're just dependent.
Mate,
dependent
I told you how I got
lot.
My license, innit?
Wow.
Some guy kicks me out of his car.
Is he? Why?
I can't remember. I must have
I remember you telling me this.
He kissed me out and it was raining.
Yeah,
I
remember telling me this. Yeah.
Never.
I remember saying that to you. I remember saying, I think I've been through the situation like that where a guy has kicked me or he's dropped me halfway and I've had to make my way with no shoes on. Like, stuff like this. You know?
No
and you think
way.
To yourself, I think that one day,
I
think it happened to you one time. I thought you dropped me on the way home. You dropped me halfway. You went back to drive to where he was going. I was like, wow. I remember that day I was so upset. I sat on the curb of the road. road. Miss on the road, I sat in the cup. And at night time, you know.
When she's
I said, God. I wasn't even bare far. My house was around the corner, but I thought, I saw that.
I know.
I thought, that's on the curb. I take the curb. Try to come middle of the night, bruv. I'm telling you, madness.
Stress.
Yeah, so it's dependency, isn't it? Like, people get dependent.
That's the
and
thing.
That's how men
that's
is.
That's why we have to be careful.
Yeah, men is like that as well.
We have to be very, very careful.
They can get dependent
even and complacent. Even persons, you got to be careful with. Like,
it's true, you
one
know.
One girl was telling me she bought a Mac for her man. Wow. Are you dumb? Like,
wow.
I'm not even going to sit here and say, oh, that could never happen to me because only God knows
the
future.
Yeah,
yeah. However, a Mac is a grand.
A Mac is a grand.
And I don't see myself forking out
like,
a grand
that's too much. For a boyfriend. Not husband, like, you know. Wow.
That's
why together.
Husband, I'll be contemplating.
Of course.
Like, how long we've been married
like,
still.
Of course.
Married 2 years.
I swear
two
down.
Years, but I've been with
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? What's he done for me recently?
Me.
Was he all right? Was
I'm
he acting
you,
up last
that
month?
Was Steve.
Do you know what
no,
I mean?
No, that's a lot.
A lot of consideration.
Yeah. Like today, one of my colleagues said to me, oh, Siobhan, he's a guy, and we're talking about relationship, we're talking in our pod, and it was like, what is the most romantic thing you've done for a guy? He's asking all the girls, what's the most romantic thing you've done for a guy? And I was like, I had to scratch my head. And I thought, I said, I don't, I can't remember. It was actually, I was scratching my head and I thought, no, I must have done something. And I thought, yes, like I bought my boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, I bought him a phone. And I said to them guys, I was the most regretful to this day. I regret it. I regret it. I said never again that I would do that kind of thing. But because you're silly and you're just in.
I know. It's not easy.
You know what I mean?
It's not easy. And I think there's a lot of blurred lines as well.
Blurred
because
lines.
Because Instagram gives you this expectation like, oh, you must buy your boyfriend Balenciaga.
Yeah, it's dumb.
You should
like,
buy
who are we? My name's not Kendall
blah.
Jenner. I'm
and
not.
And then when we break up, are you going to return
this
thing?
Back?
No, wait.
But mate,
love and Willy can make you do a
can go mad.
Lot of madness.
Can go mad.
I've seen like, strong, virtuous women just be like putty.
Wow.
When they see a guy, it's like a different person.
Why though?
Willy.
It's true.
Willy
you know.
And love.
Guys can twine the ting, you know.
I don't know what they're saying in the bedroom. I don't know what they're putting down. But I've seen the strongest. You know, like, even to the extent where you idolise these women. Like, I look up to certain women.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, you actually did
you're actually
this?
Doing this? You think
for your man?
You think
you know what I mean? Your respect like
goes down.
Literally, it literally decreases.
It's crazy.
Crazy. And I pray that God never gives me a love like that. Like
yeah, no.
I want my love to be.
You
want to
be romantic, yeah, like balance. And you want, and the thing is, I want my. Don't get me wrong. I'm not gonna lie to you. I want my guy to.
Splash.
Kinda, yeah. And not even just splash,
boyfriend
but...
or husband?
Husband.
Okay.
Not even splash,
so
yeah.
So you won't mind if you're going out with a guy for about 2 years and he hasn't splashed?
The thing is, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm... People look at me and think, because I've been told this, people look at me and think, Siobhan, because of the way you act, because of the way you're dressed,
high
you're
maintenance.
High maintenance
yeah.
and quite superficial. But I have been in relationships where a guy hasn't been like outwardly splashing on me and I've been okay.
Serious?
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. But I think now I've changed. I do need to feel appreciated.
Right.
I like to be romanced. Listen. I like romance. That TV
romance.
Romance
can be picnic in the park.
It could be picnic in the park. Exactly. Simple thing. Like picnic in the park. Like nice walks in the forest. We walk and whatever. I like to be romance. Like do something even. It doesn't have to be cash. It could be something so obscure. Something so different. But something that you put thought into it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like so
right.
I know that, you know when guys put thought into something. They don't just they splash it. They want to put thought. They do things properly. You don't have to cost you the earth. But you've shown that you care. there. I want to be romance. Give me Rose. Give me Rose, man. Like,
true. Rose don't cost that much.
Listen, I want to be romance. I want that TV romance where that, but I don't have to be, don't have to buy me bare things. I have to buy me this. You can just tell me, just show me different ways, nice romantic ways. Picnic in the park, you put nice sandwich in a little thing, put the food there nice. I'll be appreciated.
This is the thing, like, guys don't even...
I'm happy.
They don't even make that much of an effort.
Exactly.
Like,
those kind of things, that's what I'm saying. That, for me, is effort, because I know that you've put forth... You cut sandwiches.
You made
pasta, you put it all in a little thing. You don't even like to carry, what do you call that? Yeah. You put it in that thing there, that wooden basket.
We actually know somebody that did it as well.
Who?
Don't you remember?
Who did that again?
Somebody from Bible study.
Yes! Exactly. Yes! Yeah, yeah, yeah. They did stuff like
he
that.
He bought a waterproof mat.
This person, he goes in.
Waterproof mat. That means you are queen. Yeah. Man don't even want you to sit on wet floor.
Exactly. Like the full, you used to put the detail. I'm into detail like that. Like, but you don't have to spend. If you want to spend, that's all nice as well. But I'm into like romance like that. What about you? You into romance?
I'm into romance, but I just feel like guys, like they don't want to put the effort in.
That's what I'm saying.
They just want, and the thing is, the sad thing is, I see why they don't want to do it, because there are girls that are just giving it off, like.
Yeah, like simple. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, have you heard about her? Queen? What happened to her now?
I don't know. I think she's still having her business. I think she's on the low.
Yeah.
But she's still running her business.
Her team. Because she came off the radar, like, this year, like, from like late 2017. I've heard nothing about our Queen.
She's still about.
That dust has gone, a little shine is gone. Yeah, I heard nothing about her.
Because Up Queen was Up Queen she before was. Snapchat.
Yeah, of course. She was doing this. My friend who does camera work, he wanted me to do an interview with her. And he gets people to interview her, and she's getting paid, like, from the interviews. Like, they're paying her hundreds of pounds. So even that, do you know what I mean? Like, wow. But her dust, I thought her dust has settled.
Let me tell you something, she's an entrepreneur, you know?
Wow, exactly. In the most craziest sense.
She's a serious entrepreneur. She's got business cards.
Wow.
She puts her face out there. She don't care, bro.
Wow.
I don't know, like, if she was in something else, like another industry, she definitely saw.
Is it? Yeah.
She's got that mind. She's got mindset. They just got that talent. Like, they're just natural with it. They know how to make money.
Market, yeah.
Exactly. She's branding. She's all about branding. She's got a logo.
What?
Yeah. She's not out here, you know. She didn't go on flipping... what do you call it? What's that card company? Vista. She didn't go on Vista.
Wow.
She's got laminated cards with the logo and her
what?
Little. Yeah, she's got a print and everything. Yeah. She's got her services. She's got price lists.
Shut up.
Bruv, if she wanted to do nails or lashes or something else or wigs, she would be on point.
Wow.
She would be on point. But like I said, like, guys know that these girls exist in
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
So what they do now... is what I've realised is a lot of guys, they're just outward with it. They're just like, do you have sex? Do you know what I mean?
They just come out with it
because girls are just giving it to
them. Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing.
The game out there is peak. I don't know. It's becoming that wild whereby girls are doing it. No one cares anymore. Everyone's just doing whatever. Do you know what I mean? The best thing is just not to get hurt and just keep it moving. That's how mad it is.
You literally got to swerve all these guys because they're coming in a abundance. Like, there's so many of them.
Definitely.
And the ones that are good are either in relationships or they're so hard to find. Apart from that, the general mass, they are slime balls. They are fuck boys.
Exactly.
They are trash.
Like, I do honestly believe there's good guys
out there.
I'll never
But they keep themselves to themselves. That's the thing.
Exactly, as well. Do you know what I mean? And some guys, they just don't... It's weird. I think when it's hard. It's very hard. But I think I'm never going to be like kind of person that's going to be like, no, there's no... Because there's some women, they've been hurt so many times, like, all guys are trash and that's it. I don't honestly believe that.
Then they turn lesbian.
And they want to do whatever. The thing is, women can be trash too. Like, I'm not going to lie, women can be trash as well.
I've
you know what I mean?
Trashy girls.
Yeah, women can be a lot, but I do honestly think, even though men can be the most, there's a majority, there's good men out there.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely, yeah, There's women out there.
If you're not finding, like I've always said, if you're not finding men in your demographics, I think that you need to venture out.
And
that might mean leaving the country.
Yeah, for real.
Like, it's that deep. Yeah. My bedroom had to move all the way up to America to find somebody that treated her with some damn respect. Wants to actually have a life with her.
Yeah.
That is actually looking for future prospects. Do you know what I mean?
I've heard this.
You might have to leave the country. It's that deep.
Like, my friend even said that to me as well. Her friend, she's gone to America. And she would imagine, she went to America. She was working in a normal bar, innit? Because she went to America to do acting.
Right.
Didn't really work out. But so she was working in a bar, doing bar work. She found this guy found her. Rich guy. She has now a 6-bedroom house in Miami, swimming pool. The girl's like to my friend, "What are you doing in London like this? I keep telling you, come over. If we want to come over for..."
Guys, if you can't see me, my mouth is wide open. There's flies entering my mouth.
I can confirm.
6 bedrooms.
There's flies entering. 6 bedrooms. Her friend's saying to her, "Listen, what are you doing? Like, even if you can't want to come out here for holiday, you have your rooms here. Come bring your friend." I said, "Take me."
I told you when I went to America, there were guys that were like, "You know, for your accent, I just want to marry you."
See?
Like, yes. They love a British woman.
See?
They love it. And you know what I like? You know what? The caliber of men out there is so different from here. You know, you've got mediocre men. They're like proper mediocre. They're all proper common. Yeah. But with a mediocre guy in America, they're actually very attractive. Like, they can be gym
sexy.
They're very, like, they look at you. Like, I would look at myself and think, okay, this is what I can get. But when I go to America, oh my God, the level
is open.
You can get the buffest man. Is just like,
wow.
He's literally in awe of you. Like, oh my God.
Wow.
Damn, Shardy, I'm about to marry your ass because I love your accent.
Wow.
Like, that's...
I need to
experience
this.
Do you know what smacks it? Do you know what they say? They take you out on a... You know, I got asked on dates the same day, but I was shocked.
Wow.
Because I didn't know the culture. Because I'm so used to these fuck boys in London of talking to them for a good 3 weeks. Finally going out with them or whatever. But with America, they're quite forward, so you can meet them the same day.
Abrupt. Wow.
And they will say, "What are you doing tonight?" But because I've been watching Crime Watch, I'll be like, "That's not a good idea for me to go out the same day that I've met you. Let me get to know you."
Yeah, because that's how we're conditioned.
But I got asked on dates by very good candidates. These are guys with businesses, houses.
Seriously.
It is so easy to find a man like that.
Oh my God.
It's so... If you went out there, Shiv, the way you will get cuffed.
Wow. And
it will be some extraordinary man. It won't just be
any guy. Yeah.
No, it will be an extraordinary man.
Wow.
Somebody that's on job.
Take me then. Take me.
You know I want to go Miami.
Come. Listen, my friend wants to go on a side note, guys. Sorry, we're kicking up. Sorry, guys. We're just catching up. But yeah, my friend wants to go this year. So let me know.
Swear that.
She wants to go this year. Probably like summerish times. And it might be expensive.
It's going to be expensive.
But I have to see because, we have to catch up
on the
holidays.
But you can go more than once. You can go this year. Next time I'll go with you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, Oyster, man.
Listen, Miami, you get snapped up. Wow.
But that Miami heat, I'm going to have to... Listen.
The thing is, you can't even wear makeup out there, you know.
This can you not? Guys, I love my makeup. My face will melt to the floor. You'll see dripping. You know, it's sweater. You see dripping. The sand. And you'll see brown. The sand. They're like, "Yo, Shy. What's that brown sand?"
Like, literally.
Mate, I'll literally run away. Run away. Yeah.
Like, everybody's saying it. Like, even some guys, I know it sounds like, even I've even thought of, because there's a lot of Ghanaians in Holland. Some people have been showing me prospects in Holland.
Wow. And Holland is a nice place to live, you know?
Yeah, and they know how to speak English. They're very intelligent.
They're bilingual. Yeah. Holland is a nice place to live. Like,
I've even considered marrying a German man. But obviously, he'd have to be from Ghanaian descent.
It makes it easier. Do you know what I mean?
You have to kind of, I think you have to kind of broaden your horizons when it comes to men.
To locality,
you
know what I mean?
Yeah. If you keep dating the same men over and over again.
It's true. What do you
Stop
expect?
Stop branching out.
Yeah,
branch out. Man.
Yeah, you're right. You'll be surprised.
I've met men every single country I go. Even Thailand.
Is it?
Yes.
Wow.
I've met a man.
Thailand. Wow.
Trust me.
What do you look like?
Well, he wasn't nice, but it's still the fact that you but can people, keep, do you know
yeah. what I mean? No, that means for you, international love.
That's what I'm saying.
That international love.
That's what I'm saying. If these London man. Boys don't want to give me love, man. There's boys outside. Do you know what I mean?
That means you're international.
I've got a man in Gambia. I've got a man in America. I've got a man in Germany.
You're spice, you know?
Come on, bro.
Listen, you guys haven't
seen
this.
Do you know what I mean?
You guys haven't seen this. Actual spice.
And
like,
I know
100%.
This is the thing. Shiv will get cuffed ASAP.
Stop it. You're gassing.
Oh, my God. I just need to put you in a bikini. They need to see that ass.
Mate, I haven't got
and
chest.
And that'll be
though.
It. That'll be finished.
I've got, what do you call it? Skittles.
What do you mean?
Skittles for chest.
No. It's about, it's all about, don't you know this season is small.
I hope so. I hope so. Guys, when I was in school, the girls used to laugh at me because I had no
chest. Can you imagine? Do you know that's the fashion now?
Is it?
People don't like big boobs.
Wow.
People like itty bitty breasts and nice
and
bum.
Big bum.
Yeah. Everybody likes that.
It better be because,
nobody wants top
listen,
heavy.
Listen, it was a struggle for me.
Upside down triangle. Nobody wants that. That's a lot.
Sorry, girls, if you do
you
have it.
You start looking like SpongeBob after a while.
If you are top heavy girls, no offense. Yeah. No offense at all.
It
boobs
depends,
are beautiful.
Yeah.
Man, so no. So what, America is there, yeah? That's what we're saying.
Not anywhere, bruv. Do you know how many hot Jamaicans are in Holland?
Mate.
Hot. And they're on job. They've got like 2 degrees.
Wow.
Because you know degrees cheap there. It's like $2,000 each.
Is it?
Yeah, so they just
snap it out like that.
Just,
yeah.
There's no car tax. There's no all this.
There's
all
no
this,
car tax.
There's no car tax.
People, they are free.
They come
back, you know?
Free.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Sorry.
How do you not? Did you went to Amsterdam?
Yeah, they've been
did
twice.
Did you see?
No.
There was no parking thing.
You're right, you know.
Coin or whatever.
Just park there, wherever.
You just park anywhere.
So what? That's why, you know, so I got some people that work, they drive to Holland for the weekend and
yes.
they have their car. And I
because
just
they
think,
park
why?
Anywhere. Germans laugh at us because they're like, you lot are fucking paying for oxygen.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, you don't have to pay for parking. Or,
yeah.
Once you've got the car, what's more stress
what
you
more
want?
Do you want?
Insurance,
road
MOT,
tax.
Road tax. Come on.
And these times, there's fat potholes in the road. Listen, like in Jamaica, yeah, the potholes are deep, but no one can pay because no one pays road tax. Like, do you know what I mean? But when you pay road tax, that road should be the road to heaven every day.
That's
smooth.
What I'm saying.
It should be smooth.
There's some lit people from Holland. Look at Steph London. She's from Holland.
Is she from Holland?
Yeah.
What, born and bred?
Yeah.
Does she move to London?
I think she's moved around, but she's Dutch.
From...
But she's Jamaican of Jamaican descent.
Yeah.
And a lot of Jamaicans are in Holland.
In Holland, yeah.
And there's a lot of Ghanaians in Holland too.
Ganja farmer.
Ganja farmer.
Let me not be like that.
Hold on.
Let me not be like that.
Ganja this, ganja that. Less crime. Less teenage pregnancy.
Yeah, it's low, you know.
It's very low.
It's low, yeah.
Why? Because that's their,
exactly.
You know, that's
they already see already. Do you know what I mean?
They're too high to go kill.
Yeah,
they're too
calm.
High to go have sex. You can't have sex when you're high.
It's
no point. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
It's mad. It's proper mad.
It's
no,
the
but you're right.
Place to live.
It is. It's so relaxed.
I've even considered moving to Amsterdam. Like,
is it?
Yes. If I ever got like a proper job there.
My friend got a media job there, you know.
Of course.
And she moved there quickly. Like, my friend for Channel 4.
I heard they pay more. I heard that the benefits are much more. Like,
yeah.
I think they get, like, cabs and stuff like that. Your food, everything.
See,
like,
it's nice.
It's mad. Like, I've seen a lot of people, they're Jamaican, but they're Dutch.
Yeah.
They've moved back. There's one guy called, I can't remember his name. Esco something, but he's on Twitter, he's quite huge.
Okay.
And he's Jamaican, but he's Dutch.
Yeah.
And he moves back and forth, he gets he's like, you Londoners, man, you lot are suffering.
You see, we are. London is suffering.
And they speak perfect English in
you see,
in
there, they're, honestly. Like, when I went to Holland one time, some woman came up to me, she said, bleh, 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 bleh. And I said, sorry, I don't speak. And she was like, do you know where this is, please? I was like, wow. That's why I said bilingual.
That
is finest. And it wasn't even with an accent. It was just clarity.
Wow.
I was like, yeah, they've got it down here. Like,
they don't stutter.
Us British people, we're lazy, you know.
Literally.
We're lazy. When we were in French class, we were laughing. Ha! Our language, bonjour!
Trust me.
I was happy to get my D in French. Now What my dear friend replied. Nay, if fried.
He said we.
But but to wrap up anyway, so as you were saying, I think we kind of both agree, like, to walk in the spirit of
girlfriend
and wife is a completely different thing.
It is.
And that, you know, it can be done. No?
What do you mean?
I don't know. But I was thinking,
it can definitely be done. I just feel like, on the end note, I just feel like, when you're dating a guy, just think of your best girlfriend. Mm. What are the things? That's what I always do. What are the things that I can't do with Siobhan? Do you know what I mean? And if I can't do it with Siobhan, I can't do it with Peter.
Exactly. No,
do you know what I mean?
True.
It's as simple as
it's
that.
It's true. It's very
and
true.
Sometimes it has to be as basic as going back to think like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's true. Like, do you have that... If, despite spirit of wife, spirit of girlfriend, are you guys friends? Like, can you sit
you
there...
You are friends.
No, as in, like, even, like, the person you're with, are you on a serious friendship level, like, the way you'll be with your girlfriend? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're supposed to be your best friend.
Yeah, they're supposed to be your best friend.
They're supposed to be
so
your best friend.
So if they're not on that level yet, then I don't know. Like, you should...
Exactly.
Because some relationships, they don't really start off as being... They kind of be friendly, but they don't end up being friends. Like, friends. Do you get what I mean? She's looking at me strange, you guys.
Yes, because I don't know what you're talking about.
As in just...
Everyone I know...
Friends, as in...
Friends when they're together.
As like, in... Some people are...
They're buddies. Like, they're coldies.
Some people don't see it like that, don't you know?
I don't know anyone like that. Like, yeah, anyone I've that seen. I know that's in a relationship, they're coldies.
Is it?
Unless there's some sort of... You know those... The only thing I've seen is when the girl doesn't know that she's... When the guy is not in a relationship with her, but she's in a relationship with him. Those uneven things.
Uneven things.
But when I see like a good, healthy...
Relationship.
They are the best of friends.
Exactly.
The whole of Bible studies are...
Yeah,
every
definitely.
Every one of them.
All of them. They are good friends.
Like
Tight.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Do you know what I mean? But I honestly think some girls, they might not be in that tight.
That's what I'm saying. That's what that's the only scenario that I can think of where I've seen some guys, the girls are in a relationship with the guys.
So those type of things,
that's, I understand.
Exactly.
Because obviously, and that's, as a woman, that's when you have to make up your mind and be like, I'm ducking.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like, you know. Right.
But if you're a legit relationship...
Yeah. Because some guys, they don't like conversation, you know. Some guys are not conversationists.
No, somebody that loves you, even the quietest man.
They need to... That's what I'm saying. So you need to know his personality and know that, like, he's going to conversate, be able to talk to you. Because some guys, they richly don't talk. And they don't... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think he has to be a case of they conversate. They
I'm looking at her funny again, guys, because I'm like... I don't know what you're talking about, girl.
I tried. I waved that white flag. Because even me, I'm confused
so
where I'm going.
So some guys don't know how to conversate.
Yeah.
In front of you, probably, but you don't
probably
know what...
Probably behind closed doors, it could be their joker.
Spinning.
Yeah,
that's what
it's
I'm
true.
Saying.
You're right,
because
you're right.
Because I know there's a couple that we know, and the girl is... loud and mouthy, and the guy is very quiet.
Yeah.
You can tell when they're in the house.
Yeah, then it's a different story.
It's lit.
Some guys are like that. It's true, man.
Some guys are like that.
It's very true.
And I reckon the guy I'm gonna get with is gonna be like that.
What, quiet?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
He's gonna be very quiet.
Like, quite meek. Yeah. Not meek in the...
But when we're together, it's lit.
Loud. Yeah.
I've had female friendships like that as well. I've had female girls... Where my other friends used to be like, oh, I don't like this girl. She's too quiet.
Yeah.
But I never saw it because with me, she was lit.
Live. Yeah.
We could chill in the bedroom for the whole day and we would not be bored. I would not tell her leave.
Because you'll be so, it'll be live.
It's literally like me and you.
Yeah.
It'll be too live. Like, we can't even separate.
But
if I brought her here right now, she won't talk to you.
Shy.
She was, I don't know, she was just really, really antisocial. It was weird.
Wow.
It was super antisocial. So on that, that's what I'm saying, like, outwards looking in, you will think that, the guy's bare quiet, like, in the bedroom. He's singing.
Mate.
He's preaching. Mate.
He's preaching.
He's saving her life.
Oh my God.
But no. Let's wrap up.
Yeah, time let's wrap going. Up. My eyelashes
this
are literally.
Is, I really. Oh, sorry.
Sticking together. Oh, damn. But in, yeah, but anyway,
that's
yeah.
That's enough from us.
That's
way.
Enough from us. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Make sure that you tweet at us. Let us know how you're feeling about
what's
the conversation.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's
well, mine is Gia Tabasco, all one word.
Oh,
at Gia Tabasco.
Mine is at Siobhan underscore Watson.
Okay, cool.
So yeah, you can
follow her.
You can follow us and let us know what you guys think. Like, what do you guys think of the topic today, the hot topic? And yeah, just get at us, isn't it? We're all open. We're open to lovers.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah. You make us sound like a horse.
It's like prostitution.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm lying.
Red district.
Like prostitution.
You know what I mean?
All right, then. But that's bye from us then, guys.
Bye.
Okay, bye.